Free speech for judges was the topic of arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. The justices gave every indication that they're ready to significantly change the way judicial elections are conducted nationwide. 40 states currently elect some or all of their judges, and in every one, there's a code of judicial conduct that forbids candidates from announcing how they would vote on issues that are likely to come before them. This case could change that. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Gregory Wursel, a three-time candidate for judge in Minnesota, brought the case challenging his state's judicial code as an unconstitutional violation of his free speech and the voters' right to hear his views. On the steps of the Supreme Court yesterday, he said that for Minnesota and 39 other states, if he wins,
that will do away with what I think are really a sham election system that have been created by incumbents to preserve the incumbents in power.
But Alan Gilbert, representing the state of Minnesota, said if the state rule is struck down, all notions of fair hearings by open-minded judges are out the window.
If you're a litigant in one of those cases in the future, you might as well just kind of mail in your argument because the judge already has decided.
Inside the courtroom, it certainly looked like the Supreme Court had already made up its mind, except perhaps for Justice Breyer. To Wursel's lawyer, Breyer said, "All the state codes of conduct seem to come down to an effort to do what I did in my confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. I tried to reveal my judicial philosophy, but not commit myself to how I decide a particular issue if it arises. What's wrong with that?" But the rest of the justices seemed unpersuaded and focused their fire on the state's Mr. Gilbert. Chief Justice Rehnquist, supposing the state Supreme Court rules that the state constitution's ban on unreasonable searches is broader than the federal constitution's, could a candidate criticize that decision? Answer, he can criticize it, but he can't say he will overturn it. Rehnquist, that dichotomy really doesn't make sense. Justice Kennedy, so if a candidate says, this is the worst decision since Dred Scott, it's an insult, a plague, that doesn't say how he'll vote? Gilbert replied that candidate Wursel had in fact made highly critical remarks about a state Supreme Court abortion decision and that such comments were permissible. What is not permissible, he said, is a statement about how a candidate would decide that issue in the future. The rule, he said, protects the integrity of the judiciary. Justice Scalia, scoffing, this protects judicial integrity? It's a game. It's a dance. Justice Ginsburg, supposing a candidate campaigns that he's tough on drunk driving and then gets a drunk driving case as a judge, should he be disqualified? Answer, no. Justice O'Connor, it's just so difficult to know what's covered. Justice Scalia, I frankly am befuddled by the fact that Minnesota wants its judges elected and yet enacts provisions that prevent its citizens from knowing what the candidate will do if elected. It just looks like a legislative attempt to repeal the election of judges. Justice Kennedy, you don't trust the citizens to decide. Lawyer Gilbert, what happens if the candidate is elected and a litigant comes before a judge who's made comments about his views on this issue? Justice Scalia, then what do you do about people who've made comments before the Senate Judiciary Committee? Answer, I'd be surprised to hear of any such comments. Chief Justice Rehnquist, ruefully, you should go before the Judiciary Committee. Justice Breyer, my experience is that the senators would not press you on how you would decide a particular issue. But on this issue, Breyer sounded like a minority of one. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.